'Twas the first week in February, on the night of full moon. But the winter, it was late in arriving. There was mud to our shin bones and wind in our ears, but the cold we were sure of surviving. There was winter corn standing and furrows for spring. The horses were grazing out beside. The sheep were off yonder, the goats were on tether. The bullock, it was long since inside. The chapel stood silent, still open to the sky, her bricks and her mortar awaiting. The frost which had kept us from raising her roof has left us with archways to heaven. We all knew that one day the soldiers would come and take back the land we were claiming. We'd heard all the rumors and seen all the signs, but somehow we didn't believe them. There were plenty of problems and internal strife, but the spirit was finally returning. There were big plans for spring, the whole country was coming. Seemed like the tide might be turning. It was 11:30, the kids all in bed, the older ones still by the fire. But suddenly headlights for 3 miles behind them arrived without warning or fanfare. War came to Molesworth, 3,000 troops and police had come. War came to Molesworth, not a damn thing could be done. War came to Molesworth, searchlights went up and the bulldozer started. War came to Molesworth and everything living departed. In the first morning light, in a thick heavy mist, the remains of a camp were still smouldering. And everywhere barbed wire, fences and trenches, diggers and lorries and soldiers. War came to Molesworth, 3,000 troops and police had come. War came to Molesworth, not a damn thing could be done. War came to Molesworth, searchlights went up and the bulldozer started. War came to Molesworth, and everything living departed. It was the first week in February, on the night of full moon, when Molesworth was changed evermore. No one was injured and no one was killed, but my God, it sure felt like war.